Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We're learning Maseches Beitza Daf Chav Zayin. The sugya starts in Daf Chav Vav and Beis in the middle of the Yomid. Sugya is Boi Mnei Hil Mi Rava, Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, Ayei Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. What's it then? Could you have an Issa Muksa being Chal in the middle of Shabbos? Or no, the Issa Muksa is only if it's Chal Bein Hashmoshes. If it's Chal in the middle of Shabbos, it doesn't become Muksa. Moshe says, Echidami, either Achzi Bein Hashmoshes, Achzi. Rashi says, Muksa, Menastam means Gregor Sitzmukim. You put up grapes or figs to dry, so in the middle it becomes not Chazi. In the middle of the process of drying, you can't eat it at all, so it's not Chazi, it's Muksa. So if it was already Roy Bein Hashmoshes, already dry Bein Hashmoshes, so Achzi, it was already dry, it's fine. And if it's not Roy, so Avada, and it becomes Roy in the middle of Shabbos, Avada, since it wasn't Roy Ben Hashmoshes, Migdash Kisoy Ben Hashmoshes, Soy Lekuliyayim, and that's Muksa. So Gemara says, Leitzricha da Achzi v'hadar Adchi, first it was Roy, then it became Ois Roy, v'hadar Achzi, then it became Roy again. So the Gemara is two Lashaynis, if you pass in Yesh Muksa, Ein Muksa, the Gemara goes to a whole shack of the Taya, doesn't come out with a clerk at Lamaskana. Lamaisa, the Paiskin Paskin, that we hold Ein Muksa Lachatzi Shabbos, and because Medevei Seifim Halach Acher Amekel, we hold Ein Muksa Lachatzi Shabbos, and only if it's not Roy Ben Hashmashes it's Muksa. If it becomes not Roy in the middle of Shabbos, then it's not Muksa. So, Fikayam, in Simeon Yates, declares, what's Pshan in the Svara of Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos? What was the Havim in a, what was this Pshat in the Lashon that holds Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos? The site of Muksa, as she explains over here, is that it has to be Roy Mi Bayd Yoyim. That's what Rashi says, the Maskel of Idol Yachzi, Man the Islay Muksa Achonim Mi Bayd Yoyim Boy. If you hold the Muksa, then you need Achonim Mi Bayd Yoyim, Asi Mucha Mi Bayd Yoyim. He brings a Pasuk Ve'chinu Seshayaviu, Rashi and Afezim Abayz, seems to say, according to Rabbi Muksa's Deraisa, some Rishonim hold that way, the Shiltas, the Bala Itta, like we mentioned in the previous year, that Muksa's Deraisa, you learn that from Vachinus Shevi, Asi Muchan. The Maisa, the Gemara Psachim, which brings this, and Afem Zayin, the Maskan is that Muksa's Derabanan, the Pasuk's in Asmachta. Al Kapanan, the site of the Issa Muksa's Vachinus Shevi, where they hold like the Meat Rishonim is Deraisa, where they hold like how we Paskin, like Rav Rishonim hold, that it's the Rabbanim, but the Yisrael is that you need a Chana. You need a Chana mi Beid Yayim. So what's the Pshat in Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos? It was Mucha mi Beid Yayim. How could you say Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos? What would be the Pshat in that? So I think Yam says in the second Teretz that the Pshat in Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos is that the Chana mi Beid Yayim is bottle. You're right, it was Mucha mi Beid Yayim, but once it became Muksa, once it became Loi Chazi, so that Chana was bottle. That Chana was this battle, now it's not Muchan anymore. And then it became Hodav Achazi, now it's trying to get a new Achana. This new Achana wasn't there Mibayd Yayim. So now in the Matzav, once it was Lechazi, now it's in the Matzav of Einay Muchan, and it can't get back the Matzav of Muchan on Shabbos. That would be the Svara of Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. So Ad Kan Nafikeyat. So Abich declared, what's the sort of Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos? What is the man the Amold Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos? You could say Chakir, you could say Tutzdod. One side is, the man the Am of Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos holds that a thing cannot lose its Achana. Once it had Achana Mi Bayd Yayim, it can't lose its Achana anymore. It will remain Mucha no matter what. Whether it's Mucha or not is totally what it was Bein Hashmashes. If it was already Mucha when Shabbos started, it can never lose its Achana. The man the Yom Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos holds that even though it's Mucha Bein Hashmashes, but once it becomes Lechazi, it lost its Achana. It's no longer Muchan. Once it's no longer Muchan, it can't retain back a Achana. It's called an Einem Muchan. It's felt in Ve'echinu, even though it was Mucha Mibayd Yom, even though it was Mucha Mitchila Shabbos, but that Achana was lost. The new Achana is not going to be matured. The man the Yom Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos holds that it can never lose its Achana. Once it's Muchan, it remains Muchan, it never loses its Achana. Or you could say another tzad. If you hold Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, Avada could lose its Achana b'shas that it's not Chazi. But when it gets back Muchan, it retains its original Achana. the original Achana becomes reconstituted, becomes redone. It's not the pshat that now it's trying to get a new Achana which didn't have Ibeid Yoim. The Balta was Mucha Ibeid Yoim. It was already Muchan. Now it became Ois Muchan, so now it's in a Matzav of no Achana, Matzav of Muksa. But when it becomes Muchan again, it's just getting back the old Achana already had Ibeid Yoim. That's called Muchan. If it wasn't Muchan when Shabbos started, can't become Muchan on Shabbos. You know, Achana Ibeid Yoim. But if it was Muchan when Shabbos started, I lost its Achana. Taka lost its Achana. But when it becomes Muchan again, it gets back its old Achana. Now, L'chura, when B'shas the Gregor said, Smukim Aloy Chazi, Avadi Nalib Mital to them. The whole Gemara Shaila was, V'had V'achzi. Vice dice, if the Gregor said, Smukim remain Loy Chazi, Avadi also Mital to them. So L'chura should be a riot to the Tzad, that it could lose its Achana. So that alone is not a raya. Because you could say that something which b'shas maisa has no use at all is asati metaltel, even if it's not muksa, even if you were never maksadaita minenu. That could be a completely different halacha, completely different zera. There's a halacha of muksa, something which is roi to use, but you weren't making it, it's not mucham ibaidyayim. So even though it's roi to use, but it's not mucham ibaidyayim, like muksa machmasissa, muksa machmasmias, muksa machsasarin kiss, we're talking about things that are oimid eifishtamshus, but granted you weren't making them. So male, there's an issa muksa. But there's another issa. There's an issa of moving a dava she'ena le'kliv le'eichel, eitzim ha'avonim, what's called muksa machmas gufay. With there, it's nothing to do with akza. The thing itself is a le'chazi. The thing itself you can't use, that alone makes an issa tiltal. Not because of akza. You find in Masech the Shabbos, the whole halach is how you make something into a kli. If you decide you want to use the evan on Shabbos, that alone doesn't necessarily make a mutter to use. It has to be a kli. So as a shayla, if you miyachad it to use, is that a kli? Could be you need a yichud ba'olam, yichud the Shabbos achas doesn't work. Could be you need a maisa. The different halachas how to make it into a kli. Because it's something which is not a kli, be'etzim is asa, not because of muks, not because of aksa sadas. So that's why when it was loy chazi, it's asa dimetalto. But really, you could say a svara, the old aim muksa lechatzi Shabbos, it can never lose its din hachana that it has. When b'shas mais it's loy chazi, that alone makes it isa tilto, even if it has a din hachana. But the din hachana never gets lost. And the nafkamina between these two tzadim and the chakiri is, what if it became, what if you maxa daite from it in the middle of Shabbos? Derech Marshall, you have something which Metchilas Shabbos you were planning, Metchilas Shabbos, Metchilas Yontif you were planning on eating. So it's Muchan. Then, sometime in the middle of Shabbos, you decided you want to put it aside for Schayra. You want to put it aside to sell. You're not going to eat this. You need it for selling. You need it for selling. So that's Aksa. And then, afterwards, you decide, no, you decided again, you want to eat it. Now it's Zichah B'Toli, Nesh Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos, or Ey Muksa L'Chatzi Shabbos. But the shaila is, if before you decided you want to eat it, are you allowed to be metaltal it? It's really royal achila. So if you're going to say that even if you hold a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, but the aktsa could be chal, it's just that afterwards when you decide again to eat it, when you take off the aktsa, so then the original achana comes back. But b'shas the aktsa is chal, it will be asati metaltal. Now shaking, if you hold a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos means aksa b'chlal can't be chal, it's not shaykh v'aksa to be chal. So then, even b'shas, that you're still holding it for schayer, but since that wasn't that way mitchil Shabbos, so a male, it doesn't become muksa on Shabbos. So dachsach mitzim achleikas apayiskim. Because there's a halacha, the Ramos says in Ilchus Mila, in Simon Reish Samach Vav, that the second shel mila, you're allowed to be matzniya, you're allowed to take it after the mila and put it away. Even though a second shel mila is muksa machmas kisarin kiss, a second shel mila you don't want to use for anything else. It's muksa machmas kisarin kiss. You put it aside. You don't use it for anything but mila. It's a very expensive. It's a very delicate instrument. So it's muksa machmas kisarin kiss. But zogt Rama ein muksa lechatzi Shabbos. It can't become muksa middle of Shabbos. Ein muksa lechatzi Shabbos. Mashal also holds that way. That since Metchila Shabbos, you were planning on using it for the bris, using it for the mila. So it's Muchan. So Metchila Shabbos, it was Muchan to use. So even though now you did the bris already, now there's no more use for it yet. Now it should be Muksa Machmas and Sarin Kiss. But a Muksa Lachatzi Shabbos, it can't become Muksa on Shabbos. The Taz and the Gayan argue. The Taz and the Gayan argue because they hold that it was never Muchan. just because you want to use it for a bris doesn't necessarily make it muchat. Still, you max a daita from any other use. So the Taz says that's called ain't a muchan. Just for the bris, it's muchan. The guy says even for the bris, it's not called muchan because you max a daita from everything. The bris, you're allowed to use the davar muksa for a bris. But either way, the Pshadis, they hold it was never muchan. That's why they argue on the Ramah. But the Magen Avraham brings down this Ramah in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. And he says that a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos is only if it became chazi again. But b'shas that aksa is on it, avadit is muksa. So here, if derech mashal, you would decide on this mila knife to decide, okay, you're going to put it in your drawer for silverware. You're not going to use it for a mila knife anymore. So then maybe you could say a sort of ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. It won't become muksa because you will max it on Shabbos. But if the pshat is still using it as a mila knife, so right now it's a lechazi. Right now it's muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. There, you don't have a head of a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. So the Tilul of David in Siman Shin Ches is bothered with the Magen Avraham. He says, Lo Yechazi is only when B'metzias is Lo Yechazi. So there, even without any aksas, Adas is an Issa Tiltul, B'metzias is Lo Yechazi, so then there's an Issa Tiltul, so then it will be also to metaltul even without aksas. Mashenkin, a mila knife is B'metzias Chazi. It's just because of your aksas Adas. Your aksas Adas, if you hold a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, that can't be chal on Shabbos. But the way we're learning, the Magen Avraham holds that even if you hold Yesh Muksa, even if you hold a Muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, but that's only because the Avada you could be maxed on Shabbos, and Avada that would be mevatel the original Achana. Just like if you hold Yesh Muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, you mevatel the original Achana. A Muksa l'chatzi Shabbos also can mevatel the original Achana. Just if you hold a Muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, then, when it becomes muchan again, the original achana comes back, and the mail it's not aser. But kozman yamaksidaita, that aksa is chal according to Magen Avraham. So kumtais, raiv paiskim, say the Ramah and the Marashal that hold that it's mutter to move the mila knife after you finish the mila because ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. And say the Taz and the Gayin who hold that it's aser, but only because it was never muchan. They hold that the mila knife was never called muchan. Muchan for mila is not called muchan. They all hold that it can't become muksa b'chlal in the middle of Shabbos. And you have to say the grey because it's mukim, like the Tilul of David says, if it became loichazi, it's not because of aksa, it's another din that it's loichazi. I think in the Magen Avraham seems to hold that a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos is only that the aksa that you make b'chatzi Shabbos, if it ever falls off, so then it gets back its original achana. But kozman you have the aksa is chal and a chayach muksa even l'chatzi Shabbos. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brought a raya because he held yesh muksa, and the Gemara says eisvei v'shavim shemnoel v'muma imay shezem en amuchan. So the Gemara says if you hold that yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, why is it min amuchan? Amai. Originally it was Roy Agav the mother because you could check the mother doesn't have Tushit Bechar yet. When it was born it became Nidche because you didn't have a Heter Bechar. And then when you showed it to the Chacham it became Mutter, so it should be still Asar Tz'esh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. Amar Abayi V'tem Rav Safer going the Yosfi Daini Hasam. We're talking about that the Yonim are there and the Yonim are there so Memela it never became muksa because the Yonim are right there and they mounted it right away. So, the emesis is a bit shver because the Gemara earlier when it brought the Braisa, v'shavim shenol huva umuma imay, shezem en amuchan, the Gemara learned up the Braisa that there's no issa of rias mumen bechlal. When it's nol hu umuma imay, there is no issa of rias mumen bechlal. Rashi explains there because emesem mishum tikkun and mishum din, rias mumen is also because it buys masaka money, buys din. But Shlois Mecheskis Issim Olam, and Rashi explains it could have Mukilol Kamanga in the Asvi the Yoni Hasam. Like the Gemara says later, the Yonim are right there, so never had a Cheskis Isser. So Mela doesn't have a din of Masak and doesn't have a din of Donis Adin. If this Gemara is learning the Braisa that way, that it doesn't have an Isserius Mumim Bechlal, then there's no reason why it should be Muksa. That's Mavur in Amishnah, even Rabbi Yehuda that holds a Muksa, but if he holds Reim Mumim Beyamtiv, so it's not Muksa because he could show it to a Chacham. See here also, it's Nailed Hu Muma Imai. It's not Muksa because since by Nailed Hu Muma Imai, there's no Issa to show it to a Chacham, so it wouldn't be Muksa Bechlal. The Gemara here is naming on that no, that Nailed Hu Muma Imai Harezim in Amuchan does not mean it's mutl chatchila to see it. Avadin is an Isserius movement. And the Gemara's movement, even by Yasvi Daini Hasam, there's an Isserius movement. And that's had a psak of the Rambam and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, that even by Noelad Hu Muma Imai, there is an Isserius movement, the same Isser. But the difference between Noelad Hu Muma Imai is that if it was Noelad Me'erev Yamtif, then it becomes Muksa, because from Erev Yamtif, even if it had a mum from Erev Yamtif, but since it was an Isserius mumin, so like Taiz explained, you don't know that you can be able to show the mum to a Chacham, because the Chacham is not allowed to see the mum, so Mele, blives Muksa, Mashenkin, if it's Noelad Hu Muma Imai, so then it's not Muksa, either because Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, or, like the Gemara's Maskana, even if it was Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, but if the Dianim arrived there, and seeing the Mum then, it never became Muksa, it never had a time where it was Muksa. So it's Mavur, and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, that if you would paskin Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, so then it's only Mutter when the Dianim are there. Mashenkin, we paskin Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. So Mele, by all cases, Noelad Hu Muma Imai, the halacha is that b'di'evet, if the Chacham saw it, it's mutter, because Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. And that the Chacham is l'chatchila not allowed to see the mum, that the Paiskim HaMavur is even by Yasvi Daini Hasam, but still, it's still called Danes Adin, it's still called Masakim Mana. We don't hold of that svara that we said earlier, that b'chai gam, that's even l'chatchila mutter to see the mum. Now, the Mashah brings a Taisi Shanim that asks the Kasha, if we take a hold that Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, why does it have to be Noilid with the Mum? Let it even be Noilid without a Mum, as long as it was Noilid on Yom Tov, so Metchilas Yom Tov, it was Chazi Agav Imei, as long as it was Noilid on Yom Tov, even if it was Noilid Tam, and then afterwards it received the Mum, it should also be Mutter, because now that the Chacham saw it and was Matter it, again you have the Svara of Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. Now, if you hold Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos and need the Dionim to be there, Sefeshtetzach, and need the Mum to be there, B'shasa was born, k'day that you never, at 1 second, get any Chalois Muksa. Mashenkin, we hold anyway that the Dionim weren't there. It's anyway Muksa B'shasa Maisa when it was born. So what's the difference? It was born with the Mum, it was born a Tam, and afterwards it got a Mum. So the Mashah says, B'shem the Tais Yishanim, that if it was born a Tam, so it's so muksa, it's b'chlal not oimid, b'chlal to become mutter, everyone agrees, b'chai gavna, you say, yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. That's what the Marashah says to Yishanim. And Bemis and the Me'iri also says the same thing. The Me'iri says the same thing. That it's only in a case like where Gregus and Smukim that were intchi, so it's possible for it to come chazi again, even though normally that would be called muksa, but b'chatzi Shabbos, that's not called muksa. Hashenkin, something which is so dochli that it's mamish not oimit to get a mum b'chlal, so in such a case, everyone's maskim to the din of Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. On the other, Leinachis said the Chedushi Ra'ah says that no. Chedushi Ra'ah says that the maskanis of Gemara that we hold Yesh Muksa, Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, that's Noilin Hu Umume Imai is Lav Dafka. As long as it was Noilin and Yantif, even if it was Noilin at time and then got a mum, also would have the same din, because Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, and even if it's Noel Tam, as long as it was Noel on Yom Tov, that means that Erev Yom Tov, Ben Hashmashi, so was Chazi Agav Imei, it cannot become Muksa on Yom Tov. The Pri Chadash didn't have these Rishayim, and Pri Chadash says himself, in Svara, like the Chedushi Ra'ah, that when it was Noel Tam and it got a Mum, also it can't become Muksa, Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. Now, Shenkin, the Bi'alacha, says that the Stimus of Paiskin doesn't seem that way. Everyone just says a case of Nailed Hu Muma Imai. They don't say like the Pri Chadash that's Lav Dafka and who are the Manel Tam. And then afterwards, the Bi'alacha says that he found the Chedush HaMe'iri that says this thing, that when it was Nailed Tam and afterwards it got a Mum. So, it remains us. You don't say B'chai Gavn Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. But like we said, the Pri Chadash does have a Rishon in support of him. He has a Chedush HaRa'ah that says clearly that even when it's Noel Tam and it got a Mum, also it's Mutter. Now, according to the Teis Shanim and the Me'iri, that are saying that when it's completely Loi Chazi, everyone's Mashem Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, you're going to have to say that it's not the Pshat that the Man the Omer A muksan l'chatzis Shabbos holds it's bechlal not shayach for something to lose its achana. It's impossible bechlal. Because then what's the difference how not muchan it became? You're going to have to say that he's also maskim that it's shayach, just like we said in Yom Yesh muksan l'chatzis Shabbos. We explained with the Afike Yam that it loses its achana, that even though it's muchan b'idayim, but it loses its achana, the man Yom Yesh muksan l'chatzis Shabbos also holds it could lose its achana. But he holds it's much harder. If it was this way, mibaydiyayim, so it never became muchan. But once it's muchan, mibaydiyayim, in order to say that it loses its achana, that takes much more of a haktsah to lose the achana has mibaydiyayim. But he's also masking that it's shaykh to lose the achana, and that's why when it's nail tam, and it was an aymed bechlal to become mutter, so it loses its achana lekuli alma, even if the old aym muks lechatzi shamis. You're going to have to say the machlokes yesh muksa l'chatzis Shabbos, ein muksa l'chatzis Shabbos is not a machlokes be'etzim if it's shayach b'chlal ha'metzius for it to lose the achana on Shabbos. Everyone's maskim it's shayach. The word is it's harder. If you hold yesh muksa l'chatzis Shabbos, it's the same akdara, the same akdara which would answer it and make it not have achana b'yayim, that same akdara makes it lose its achana on Shabbos. Mashayin, if you hold ein muksa l'chatzis Shabbos, no, you need more. But akabonim, if you have a total akdara, then everyone's masking, behold, that there could be muksa b'chatzi Shabbos. As that happens, okay. And the Gemara goes vaita. The Gemara brings another raya. There's a brayse that says if someone's eating ha'echel b'anovim, if he's eating grapes, v'hoysa v'helen l'gag lasses men smukim, and he goes and brings them to the roof to make raisins out of them. The Gemara says, l'yechel mehem ad she'yazmin mibaydiyay. You can't eat from them unless you mazmin, unless you say that you want to eat it. So the Gemara says, manavshach. If it's chazi, but I have to be mazmin. It's already roi. If it's not chazi, what's help to be mazmin? It's batla daite. So Gemara's maskana is, it's talking about it's in the middle. Some people would eat it, some people wouldn't. If he's mazmin it, so that shows he wants it. If he's not mazmin, it blames muksa. That's the shak of the tie in the Gemara. But the Gemara in the middle says a v'chitema. V'chitema that maybe was roi, but he didn't know it was roi. So therefore he has to be mazmin. So the Gemara says, "V'amrav kana muksa shiyavish ve'ena bala makirim by his mutter." If the muksa is dried, muksa means gregus and smukim, dried figs or raisins that you put up to dry. If it's already dried, it's already roy. Even though the balaam didn't know about it, it's mutter. I want to discuss this halacha. What's this halacha of muksa shiyavish ve'ena bala makirim by his mutter? So Rashi says a svara. The chaske mi kar leik tzai el yavish, v'harei yavish v'hucha mi baydiyim. Rashi says the story is because the original aktsa that he did was only that it should dry out. And it's dried out. So there is no aktsa in this matzav of Yavish. The aktsa was that it shouldn't be used until it's dried, and now it's dried. So you don't have the aktsa, so even though he doesn't know about it. But it's missing the aktsa. The Me'iri seems to say an under a knech. The Me'iri says a knech because he says muks is not totally on what the person thinks. Muks is totally on what the matzav is. You think that it's not chazi, fine, but it actually is chazi. That's called muchan. A b'chanan asks a kasha. A b'chanan asks, what's the difference if he didn't know about it? L'maisi and inachana. And if he didn't know about it, it's felt nachana. But from the Me'iri, it's mavur, the aside is, hachana doesn't mean that he's planning on using it. Hachana means it's aimed to use. So normally, if a person knows the situation, and he decides he's not going to use it, he's maxedaitimine for whatever reason, so that means it's not aimed to use, because that was his plan, and he's saying this plan knowing the situation. So we're assuming that avada, that's the matzav, that's the way it's going to be. I'll be his plan, I'll be his aksa. Mashenken, if his aksa is bait on a tais, his aksa is because he didn't know the situation, and kafidu what the situation was, be'emes, it was muchan to use, that's called muchan, even though he's not maxedaitim. But Rashi's mashma different knech. Rashi's not mashma that stam it's totally in the matzav, not totally in his das. Rashi says his das gufa was that so was until it dries, and now it dried. Now, there's an afkamina lechayer between these two taimim. An afkamina lalacha. The Prima Gardner speaks about it in two places. And Simon Shinyudi speaks about it, and in Psichat Hilchas Yantavi speaks about it. What's the din if, let's say, the case he had in Simon Shin Yud was, let's say there was something which, a food that was asr, because there was a teruvah sevisa got mixed into the food, so it was asr. And he didn't realize it, but before he knew about it, it fell into this food more heter, without him realizing it. And truth is, the issue was batal. But he didn't know that that happened. And now he comes in Shabbos and he sees there's much more heter in the food than there was before. Because someone, he says, he says, a shayit of a katan poured in more heter, and now the iser is batal. But he didn't know that it was batal. So the Prima Gadim says, that's not like a case of Muksa Shiyavish. Muksa Shiyavish, Rashi explains, that because he, Metchila, only was maxit in order to become dry, and now it became dry. So his olaksa was in order for it to be dry, and now it's dry ass, even though he doesn't know about it, but it wasn't included in his original olaksa. Now, Shaken here, he had absolutely no idea that it ever was going to become mutter. So in such a case, he was maksadaita. He was maksadaita forever. So Levush says that any muksa b'tayis is not called a muksa. And he says, v'tzarechin. Has a similar case, a more common case he has in the psicha tochus yamtif. Let's say you put something down, you put a dove of muksa down on a place, it should be a basis. You want the muksa to be there. And you want the thing, that the thing will be a basis. That's a place where the muksa belongs. But he didn't realize it. Somebody removed the muksa from there. But he didn't know about it. So again, the Prima Gadim declares that it should be aser, even though it wasn't there Ben Hashmashis. But he thought it was there Ben Hashmashis. He was maksadaitai. And he wasn't planning on removing it altogether. He was planning it should be there. That's what's placed. That's where the muksa should always be. So it's not the same as muksa shiyavish v'ena bala makirimbay. Muksa shiyavish v'ena bala makirimbay, he wants it to dry out. So as soon as it dries out, that's the end of his aksa. Mashaykin here, he really wanted the muksa to be there the whole time. He wanted it to be there the whole Shabbos. He didn't realize that someone's going to take it off. It was shalei b'tzayin that someone took it off. But again, according to the Levush, any time it's a muksa b'tayis, it's not a muksa. And l'charin, that's telling this machlekes Rashi Meiri. Rashi says the aside of muksa shiyavish is a pshat, that his original aksa was only until it dries. So it's not because he made a mistake, because he didn't realize that it was dry. The pshat is he's waiting for it to dry. As soon as it dries, then it's ice muksa. Mashenki in the Miri is saying that it's not totally on what he thinks, it's totally on what the matzav is. So in that case, in all these cases where you didn't know about the matzav, it won't be called muksa. That was earlier in the Avav, there was a discussion if the egel was nerle b'yamtif, and the Gemara says it's dafka in the case of kolei chadashiv, that's why you don't have to wait 8 days. So machlekes the Rav and Shmuel, if there's a din muksa of egel shanel b'yamtif. So the Mashal there says, if you don't know if it's kolei chadashiv, so then you have to wait 8 days for an animal when it's born in order to shecht it, because otherwise it might be an eifel. He says, if the 8th day is yamtif, that's muksa. Because similar to the case of egel shanel b'yamtif, that's when it becomes mutter. Bein Hashmashis was us, it wasn't yet a full 8 days. So Bein Hashmashis was us, even though it's 8 days on yamtif, that's muksa. So the Tzlach says about the Mashal, that no, it's like muksa shiyavish v'ena bala makirim bay. It's like agamar, it was a tois. He had to think that maybe it's an eifel. But klapish mayigali, it wasn't an eifel. V'horai, it lived 8 days. So now we know it wasn't even aser ben hashmashis. We have to wait 8 days because we don't know if it's an eifel. But once you waited 8 days, so now you see it was never an eifel. So you didn't know ben hashmashis. It's not totally what you know. It's totally be'etzim on the matzav. So the Tzlach is learning like the Miri. But the Mashal could be learning like Rashi here. That Rashi says it's dafkin the case where you yourself will max it only until it's yavish. Mashenkin here, it's not totally in his aksa. It's betzim, it's also. You're not allowed to shecht it because you have a suffix. So since you're not allowed to shecht it because you have a suffix, that makes the muksa machasisir. It doesn't matter that the suffix is coming because of your chasar and yediyah. Actually, if your yediyah, there's aksa. So that's good enough. Now, the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Yud brings down that the Yishalmi holds that muksa shiyavish v'enim balam makirim bay is aser. Yishalmi in the beginning of the Masechta. And the Beis Yosef says, we paskin like the Bavli. But the Yishalmi holds that it's Aser. There's a Nesefer Shari Tzion, Chelek Aleph Chuvites. He says, what's the Machlekes Bavli in Yishalmi? The Bavli holds that as long as you're not maksadaita from something, then it's called Muchan. In order for something to become Eis Muchan, you have to maksadaita b'payel. So Mel, the Bavli holds that since you're only maksadaitai because you didn't know that it was dried, had you known it was dried, you wouldn't be maksadaitai. That's not called aksas adas. It's not called aksas adas because the whole aksas adas is only because you didn't know the situation. Based on the situation, you wouldn't have been maksadaitai. It's not called that you were maksadas. Mashegin, the Yishalmi holds. The Yishalmi holds it's not good enough that you weren't maksadas from it. Hasi mucha mepayel. You have to know about it, be mechin it mepayel. It's not good enough that you have that you're not maksidas. In order for something to be muchan, you have to be making it. So since you didn't know it was yavish, so you weren't making it. So mamela, it's not muchan. That's how he wants to explain the machlokes Bavli Yishalmi. The Bavli holds that unless you're maksimidaite, then it blives muchan. So mamela, anything that's a tois, that's so-called aksasidas. The Yishalmi holds you have to go be making it in order to make a muchan. Since you didn't know about it, that's not called you making it. At the end of the shtickle, he says, Enchisantazach. He says he wants a miyashiv, the Bavli and the Yishalmi. They're not arguing. The Bavli that says Muksas Yavish Veina Bala Makirim Bay is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon really holds that you don't have to make anything. Just when you max the daitai, that's when it asses. So even though Rabbi Shimon is maskim, a gregus it smukim, since you matcha be a daim, it blives muks even according to Rabbi Shimon. But that's because Rabbi Shimon holds when you max the daitai, then it's ais muchan. Mashenkin Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to be Mechen. That's good for the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if Islay Muksa, Lesley Muksa. Rabbi Shimon's also maskim to Muksa, when you maksidaitai. But if you weren't maksidaitai, it's just you weren't Mechen it, so then it's called Muchan, it's not called Muksa. Mashenkin Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you have to actually be Mechen. That's why Rabbi Yehuda extends the Islay Muksa a lot, because he holds you have to be Mechen it. There are a lot of things that you're not maksidaitai, but you're not considered that you're Mechen it. That Rabbi Yehuda holds is Muksa. So Mela Muksish Yavish Vena Bala Makirim Bay, like we said, it's not the Pshat that you were Maksidaita because it's a Tois. You didn't know the Mitzias. That's not called being Maksidas. In the real Mitzias, you never be Maksidas. That's felt in the Aksas Adas. Mashen came to say you were making it since you didn't know, so the Maisa, you weren't making it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not called Muksa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called Muksa. So Mela Agavar is going according to Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon's Maida of Gregus is Mukim, but in that case, where it's Yavish Vena Bala Makirim Bay, it's Mutter. Mashenkin the Sham is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Lefizel will come out a bit Chiddush Ladina, because in Shabbos we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So in Shabbos it wouldn't come out a Chiddush Ladina Bechlal. We paskin as I stated in the Mechav and Ilchus Shabbos without any chaylik, Muksish Yavish Vein Abal Makirim by his Mutter. Mashenkin and Simish and Yud in Ilchus Shabbos. Mashenkin on Yom Tif, it's a big machlaik, it's a paskin. The Gemara earlier brought the Daf Beis and Mabeis. Rav Nachman held that on Shabbos we pass him like Rav Shimon, and on Yontif we pass him like Rav Yehuda, because Ke'echad L'Asel Zazuli Beis, since Yontif is killed, so we pass him like Rav Yehuda. So it come out according to him that on Yontif the din would be that Muksa Shiyah V'Shvein Abal Mekirim Bay would be Yasser. You have to Tzarech Inu B'dika V'Paiskim if we hold that way. The way the Beis Yosef learns is the Machlag is Bavli Yisham, it is no Makar to say that. And even according to Rav Yehuda, there would be a din Muksa Shiyah V'Shvein Abal Mekirim Bay is Mutter. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Amr Abzeir Tashma, another raya to the din of Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, V'pulim V'adoshim. From all beans and lentils, the pulim V'adoshim Yikara Chazu Lachos. Originally, you could eat them raw, so they're chazi. They start off mucha. Shadinu B'kdei, when you put them in the pot, itchiluk was too hot to eat. So now they're muksa. Gama B'shamayim, now they finished chazlu. So you see, Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, because you see that since they originally were Roy to eat, and then they become ice roy in the middle of Yom Tif when you cook them, and then they became roy again, so you see that it's still mutter, you see a muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Amle abayel tameich, if you're going to say that it's in the pot too hot to eat, is that's called ain roy, tikshlech kederiz da'alma. You should have a kasha by all pots. The stam kederiz da'alma ben eshmashas reischei sein. All pots ben eshmashas are too hot to eat. Ulorita achil minayu, and then at night we could eat from them. Ella, a new yisayid, a gemalding yisayid in muksa. Gomru b'dei adam leikam yibaylan, kikam yibaylan, gomru b'dei shemayin. Anything that's finished b'dei adam, gomru b'dei adam, that can't be muksa. Muksa could only be if it's gomru b'dei shemayim, if it's finished, only b'dei shemayim. So what exactly is the agdar of gomru b'dei adam? This gemara is telling us yisayid that gomru b'dei adam is not muksa. And how come gregish and smukam are not also called gomru b'dei adam? So L'chayr would sound like the pshat is that if the person himself is involved in being mesakin the thing, and he could go and be mesakin it, even if it will take time to become mesukin, but since it's mesukin ayidei the maisa adam, that's called gomer b'dei adam, that's why it's not muksa. Mashayin if the tikkun has nothing to do with the maisa adam. The maisa adam is not involved in the tikkun. So memela, that's not called gomer b'dei adam, that's called gomer b'dei shemayin, that has a din of muksa. The hot pots, which are roy, because you take it off the fire, you do a maisa to cool it down, that's what makes it ice, that's what makes it not muksa. Mashenkin gregis it smukim, it becomes roy through the shemesh, comes roy on its own. This pshat's mashman the shita mekubetzes. The shita mekubetzes says that gom and the other means pirish bezek kederi should be yodei litzan. Now he's the one that can make it cold. El kikam abayel likid going gom b'day shemayim v'hu adin l'ner she'em b'yodei l'chabaysay. And who adin a ner which he can't put it out. Which l'chayim means even though the ner goes out by itself, but he's not the one putting it out, that's not called gom b'day adam. From the Me'imi, it says a different agdar. The Me'imi says that even if he's not the one that's causing the tikkun, but as the tikkun is bor that's going to come, then that's also called gam b'dei adam. As long as it's for sure the tikkun's going to come, that's called gam b'dei adam. Greg says, Smukim, you don't know if it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to get dried out. So since you don't know when the tikkun's going to come, that's called gam b'dei shemayim. But anything which you could facilitate, or even if you don't have to facilitate it, even if it's going to happen by itself, but it's for sure going to happen, either the says either it's biyadei to make it happen, or even without you doing anything, it's zicha going to happen. That's called gam b'dei adam. And I think it's the machlokes in the Peskim, which one of these two agdaris is correct. Because the Rishonim bring down, the Meir already brings it down, but the Beis Yosef and Simon Shinyud brings up a shame, the kolboy, that when you want to make a water that was flavored with dates, and you put the dates in the water and you mix it. The main hashmash is b'chal not roi. The dates are already not roi, they're waterlogged. And the water still didn't get the time of the dates. So mele, nothing's roi, main hashmash. But on Shabbos, it becomes roi. So the Kolbe says it's mutter because it's gone with the Adam. The Miri also brings it down, b'shem the Rishonim. That's mutter because it's gone with the Adam. Beis Yosef says it's not called gone with the Adam. That's not called gone with the Adam. He says it's mutter because it's not dochli b'chal. Only Gregus is smukim on dochli. The Tamarim aren't dachli. The Miri also mentioned such a thing. But he says it's not called gam b'dei adam. Mashal for being gansen dachli, that will be also, it's not called gam b'dei adam. Kama achreinim the Marim, Mordechai the Chamed, Moshe the Vushay, Surah, that's all brought in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Yud, Sifkat and Yates, that they all say that it's called gam b'dei adam. Because since it's vaday going to happen, that's called gam b'dei adam. It's not the same as Greg's Smukim, it's not vaday going to happen. So they all pass on its mutter, and that's a psak in the Mishnah Berurah, because anything that's vandig can happen, it's called gam by adam, like the Meiri says. The Meiri l'chayr brings a good raya to it. Anything that's bashal v'lo bashal, he says. Anything which is not fully cooked, bein hashmashes. It's not edible yet. You put a raw piece of meat on the fire right before bein hashmashes. It's not edible yet, so it should be muksa. You learn like the first pshat and gam by adam, so you're not facilitating it becoming roi. So the Miri says the pshat could be that the fact that you did the Maisa Erev Shabbos, that also makes it gam b'dei adam. That's also called the Maisa Adam. So here, what's not roi about it, the fact that it's roi. You made it ois roi through the Maisa Erev Shabbos. So that also could be called the Maisa Adam. But the Miri says his other pshat that anything that's a vada ain't going to happen, that's also called gam b'dei adam, even if it'll happen by itself. The kasha is, and the Meiri already asked this kasha, it's also there in the Levushei Shorad and Simen Shin Yud, Mishloim, if you hold the first pshat, then you need that the Maisa Adam should be making it roi, so we can understand why a ner is muksa. A ner, the Gemara says, is muksa on Shabbos. We can understand why a ner is muksa, because there's no Maisa Adam that makes it roi. But if you hold it a second pshat, that anything which will happen by itself and it's vaday going to happen, that's kogam in the Adam. So why is a ner muksa on Shabbos? What's a pshat that the ner is muksa? The ner is vaday going to go out. There's not enough oil for it to light the whole Shabbos. So why is the ner muksa on Shabbos? Why is it a basis? It should be gam b'dei adam. It should be vaday that it's going to go out. So the Miri already asked the kasha. And the Miri says two terutzim. It's hard to understand exactly what he means. Ayin sham. But the Milcha Shleimer, Reb Shleimer Zalman Obach says a teretz. It's a Milcha Shleimer Chelek Aleph. Simen Yud Ayiz Beis. That the pshat is, if you want it in the matzav that it is, in the matzav of Akzah, even though it's not going to last all Shabbos, but since you wanted it bedafkin in that matzav, so that's called muksa, even though it's vaday going to go out, even though it's going with the adam. By the kederis that erayschus v'keret, you don't want it to be reseich. You want it to be edible. So mele, that it's reseich isn't helping you at all. So there, since the reseich is going to go off, it's vaday going to go off, that's called gam with the adam. Masha'enke by the ner, you want it bedafka lit, b'chai gamli, don't say gom b'dei adam. Being Zerayim from Taisus, it's a Taisus Shabbos, that says, the Gemara there is mefurish, that b'kaifin is a salaf ne'ah afreichim. If let's say you want the birds to go up on the basket in order to eat, so you put the basket that the birds should go up on the basket. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if the birds were there, ben Hashmashis, it becomes a boss, it's us for the whole Shabbos. In fact, Taisa Kasha, why do you say it's going with the Adam? You could chase the birds away. You could scare them away. You could take them off. You can't physically remove them, but you could wave and get them to fly off. It should be going with the Adam. Emphatize the Kasha, because you want Bedafka, the bird should be on the sal. You want Bedafka, the bird should be on the basket, ben Hashmashis. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. You see from Taisis that Gom the Adam only works. You only say a head of Gom the Adam when the Tchia that you have is not something that you want. You have to wait. You have to wait until it becomes ready. But you really don't want it in the Matzav Tchia Bechal. You'd rather the Matzav Tchia being ganz and off. Mashaykin Lamashab and Ephraim on the Sal, you want, but Dafka Ephraim should be on the Sal now. So even though you could take them off, but you don't want to take them off. You want them, but Dafka on, the Chai Gam, they don't say Gom the Adam. So that's how he wants to answer Ner, that by Ner also, B'chai Gavna, you want the Ner to be on, you don't say Gom the other B'chai Gavna, that's how he answers Levush Yisrael, the Mimi's Kasha. Now let's go Vaita. The Gemara goes back to the Sugyam of B'chur. The Gemara has a long discussion, who do we paskin like? We have a Machoikis of Yudin Reb Shimon, if Rias B'chur, if a Chacham's allowed to be Raya B'chur, to be Raya the Mumin, to Mata the B'chur and Yamtiv. Gemara has a whole discussion. We pass like a Yehuda, we pass like Reb Shimon. Pashas, the Gemara comes out. We pass like Reb Shimon that it's Aser, and that's all the Paiskim Paskin, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that Lamais, the Rias Bechor, Rias Mumin is Aser on Yom Tov. Now the Shail is, why is Rias Mume Bechor different than any other Hayra of Issa Veheter? Any other Psak of Issa Veheter, a Chacham's line of Paskin on Yom Tov. You don't consider him Don Asadin, you don't consider him Mesakin. Why is Rias Bechor different? Now, the emphasis is the Gemara here is mashma what the vart is. Because the Gemara, they wanted to make it totally in the shail of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that, let's say you shechted the Bechor first, and then you showed the mum to the Kayin, it says Rabbi Huda's matter, and Rabbi Meir holds that it's asr. And you have to show the mum to the Bechor, the mum to the Chacham first, and only then you could shecht. If you shechted it first, it's asr. So the Gemara held that because of that, Rabbi Meir has to hold the Yanala to see mum and Yamtiv. He holds that if you shechted it before the Rias Mum, it's Asr, the male he has to hold, he can't be Roy the Mum and Yantif. What's the Sheikhis? So Rashi says, and it's Mumavur in the Me'iri and in the Pnei Yeshua, that the Pshat is the Chazal made a Takana by Mumei Bechor that Be'etzim doesn't become Mutter until the Kayin says it's Mutter, until the Chacham says it's Mutter. Be'etzim it's not Mutter until the Chacham says it's Mutter. Of the Hayras, Issa Veheter is a Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. If the Chacham holds says it's Mutter, that means it was always Mutter. It's always Mutter. He's just being Megal to you that it's Mutter. He's just giving you information that you don't have. That's not changing the status. That can't be Donna Sadin, or certainly not Mesakin Mana. He's just telling you it was always Mesukin. Mashenke Nuyas Bechar, the Takanas Chachamim was that without the head to Chacham, it's Aser, even if there is a Mum. The head to Chacham you need for the Heter. And that's why if you shechted before the head to Chacham, even afterwards the Chacham comes and is matured, it doesn't work. Because b'shas meis that you shechted, it was also because you didn't have the head to Chacham yet. And the head to Chacham can't work after Shrita. So, it's mavur that that's the maskana. The Chumash Sedesh in Siman and Dalet says that even though the Gemara was matcha, and Siddur Mei had his different reason why he held that when you shechted, before the Chacham was matter, it remains Aser. Mara says the reason is because there are Mumim, Dukim, Shabayim that change after Shechita. So those Mumim, you can't Paskin after the Shechita. And he was guys, the other Mumim, after the Mumim that change after Shechita. That's what the Gemara says. So Rameyah's time is not because you need Batsa Meheter. But still, Rabbi Shimon that holds in the Mishnah that you can't be Roy Mum beyond if he holds like this Svara. That the Rias Chacham by Mum, by Bechor is different than other Ras Issa Veheter. The Rias Chacham by Bechor is Be'etzim the matter. As I say, Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tav Tzad Nechess, Sifkat Nun. And that's the Derech of Rav Rishayim. And the Rambam, he says a different Tam. The Rambam says a Tam, because since if the Mum will be Noilun on Yantif, that's Taka Asal Tzmuksa. That's Taka Asal Tzmuksa, if the Mum is Noilun on Yantif. Apparently, also, even according to Reb Shimon that way, even if Be'etzim would be Mutter, for a Chacham to see the Bukhar. That's the Chayyid Gemara in Shabbos with the three Miyemars. When you have a lot of Miyemars, it's not Yeshiv Umitzapa, so even according to Reb Shimon, it's Aser, it blames Muksa, because since you didn't have a Mum, so Miyemar, then Afal Bay Muma, miyemar that will be a mum kavua, miyemar that a chacham, you'll be able to get a chacham to look at it. So with all these miyemars, with all these sveikis, memel even could have shim in its aser. And what about if the mum is not, if it was nailed on erev yamtiv? Well, lechayr it's bechal not muksi. See in the mishnah, Yehuda doesn't hold its muksiv was nailed on erev yamtiv. So what's the pshat in that? So Rama holds it's a gzeira the mum that was nailed on erev yamtiv gzeira at the yamtiv. That's a Rama. Shita magamisha says a different time, and we can't be ma'ach. And now I just want to get a start on the sugya of the mishnah amid beis. The mishnah amid beis. That the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says that the Ashrab Typhon on a Behemah Shemesa, which the Gemara says means a Behemah's Kachim, and on Chala Shenipnis, and he went to the Beis Medrash and he asked, and they told him, that if Chala becomes Tameh, or Behemah's Kachim dies, then you're not allowed to move it as an Issa Tiltul. So let's just talk about now about Chala Shenipnis. It says a chalash shenitmes is an issa tiltul, and lechayr it's muksuk. It's not roi if anything. What can do a chalash shenitmes? Not allowed to eat it. It's not roi if anything. Memela is an issa tiltul. In fact, Rashi Akasha, why is it not roi? You could be masik atachas tefshilai. You could burn it and use the wood, use the chala as firewood to cook something. So why shouldn't there be ois muksa? Rashi also says you can give it to your caliph. Person can't eat it, but animal could eat it. So if an animal could eat shum and tamei, it's a mela, why can't it be mutter? Because you can give it to your caliph. So Rashi says two tremendous chidushim to answer this kasha. One is, and he brings from the Mishnah, of the Mishnah in Shabbos, and Mehmed Likin says, Ein Madlikin b'shemen tsreifa b'yantiv. Shemen tsreifa means shemen tshuma shenitmes. You have oil of tshuma that became tamei. You can't use it to light a candle on yamtiv. Shal is, why not? Why can't you use oil of Shem and Shum and Shnimis light a candle on Yantif? Why isn't it a Pasha to Din of Eichel Nefesh? You know, it's like you light candles on Yantif, Al Zeichel Nefesh, Al Smiteich. Why can't you light Shem and Shum and Shnimis? So Rashi says, the Gemara there explains, because ain't Seif and Kachim Yantif. But it's Chayr Shver, ain't Seif and Kachim Yantif. Kachim, you can't be Nene B'Shas Yisreifa. So to go Stamber and Kachim and not be Nene from it at all, that's a Issa Avara. The only way to matter maybe is not to say der chalaisa. Say the Gemara goes there in Shabbos, Mehmed Likin, Chavdal and Amid Beis, to explain why you don't say a say der chalaisa, say burning kachim on yantif. But burning chumat, tmeish, and nitmas, what should possibly be the issa? Why isn't it like regular burning oil, lighting a candle? Why isn't it also pasha say chal nefesh? Hazak Rashi, that you see from there, that's exerius a kasev of ein kachim tmeim is baran biyantif. There are chmana achshav lavrasim dechsiv beish yisarif. The hilchach malachi. The Torah was machshav davar. The Torah says this is avar because it says beish yisarif, and the Balta says beish yisarif kachim is called avar. It's called avar memel it's a malacha. So that's one tremendous chiddush that the malacha of avar by burning chuma is a malacha, even though it's done for Eichel Nefesh, because the Torah was makshel b'avar, because it says Be'ish Yisarif. And then Rashi has another very big chiddush, that even if you give it to the Kelev, giving to the Kelev is also called Avar. The bound to giving to the Kelev is a kiyam of the Be'ish Yisarif. Vices Rashi holds, you don't have to mamish burn it, as long as you destroy it from the world, it's also good enough. So that's a kiyam of the Be'ish Yisarif. If it's a kiyam of Be'ish Tisarif, that's also called Avara. That's also a Mlacha of Avara, that's also Asur and Yamtif. So Taisus holds that he can't give it to a dog simply because there's a Chiyav Shreifa. That's the Chari Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, that Taisus holds a Chiyav Shreifa means burning it Dafka. Rashi Vaisus holds other forms of Avara, also it can be used in the mitzvah of Shreifa's Kachim. And Taisus holds, no, you have to burn it Dafka. But about burning it, Taisa has the same kash as Eichel Nefesh. So Taisa says two mahalachim. One mahalach is that, similar to Nedarim and Nedavis, Taisa says, we spoke about this in the second parak, that by Nedarim and Nedavis, the Gemara says, the Svar, the Meshulchan Gavayi Kazachi. Even though you're shechting a baim and eating it, it's Mamash Eichel Nefesh, what's wrong? But the Taisa says, you're shechting it for a carbon. You're shechting it for a carbon. The eating is a Zaita Gazach. The eating is a byproduct, a secondary thing. That's not called Eichel Nefesh. So the same thing, when you have a mitzvah to destroy the chuma, even though you could be nana b'shas of destruction, but you are burning it for the mitzvah. The nana is a byproduct, it's a secondary thing, and memela, that's why it's not considered eichel nefesh. This is one pshat in Deisus. The Riva. The Ri found it very schwer, because the Ri, by Nedarim Nedavis, you're first shechting it to Lugvaya. You have to do Zukis Dam, you have to Makshir it. Only then you could eat it as a byproduct. But here, B'shas that it's burning and being netted right away. Lavdaf, you have the same Svara. So the Ri says a Svara, the Enechinami, that it really is called Eichel Nefesh, is Xavier Chumat the Kachim. As David is an Israel Shafis Kachim Yamtiv. And Kachim are also because you can't be netted B'shas the Shafis, that's Halacha by Kachim. So Mamel, they will gaze at Chuma to Kachim. People will make a mistake. If you could burn Chuma, even though you're being Nena, they might think, okay, so Shreifas Chuma is Mutter, so wouldn't Shreifas Kachim. They made a Xavier Chuma to Kachim. These are the two Ma'alcha Matasis has. The Pshat is that since the burning is a mitzvah, so Kumtai Sano is called secondary, that's not called Eichel Nefesh. What the Pshat is? The Pshat is it's Xavier Chuma to Kachim. And Kachim is also in the Raisa because he can't be Nana and Chuma is Xer to Kachim. Now Rashi clearly is not going out Xer. Rashi clearly is saying, telling you a pshat that it's a Issa de Raisa. But Rashi L'chayit can't be learned like the Riva either. First of all, like some Achrayim point out, the disciple in Simon Chaf Aleph, Rashi holds that you could do Avara even Shloil Tzarech Klal. This Taisus that says it doesn't blame Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, L'chayit is also Shitasai. And Mitaych is not Matish Leil Tzarech Klal. But if Mitaych is even Matish Leil Tzarech Klal, so the Chayr is to say this Svar. Rashi Yubez's Mashman that you could do Avar even Shleil Tzarech Klal. Secondly, he doesn't say the Pshat, he doesn't say with the Klarkite. The Ramban learns that's what he means. It's the Ramban and Shabbos that learns that way. But he doesn't say with the Klarkite because you're burning it Tzarech Mitzvah and the Noah secondary. He says a different word. He says, Rachmana Achshvei Avarosul Malacha. The Shail is, so what? So what? It's a Malacha. Good, we know it's a malacha. It's a malacha of Avara. But Avara is mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. How could Rechmana Achshvei have rasa malacha make an osir? So I saw Geshmak of Pshat, I saw it in the Minchas Ariel and Masech the Shabbos, the Chavdal and Medbeis. He brings it from Reb Gershon Edelstein. It's also Mavak Shei Torah. That Reb Gershon Edelstein wants to say Pshat, that Rashi that holds that malacha eichel nefesh is mutter, even shleil tzarech klal, is the pshat when the Torah is said achas sheyachol lechol nefesh, the Torah is mafkia malachas eichel nefesh of being a malacha bechlal. It's not the pshat; it's a malacha and it's hutchul tzarech yantiv. The Torah is mafkia for being a malacha bechlal. And even if you don't hold the mitaych, the pshat is when you're doing it for eichel nefesh, it doesn't have a shame malacha bechlal. The Ramban al Torah in Parshas Emor says the gabi malachas aveda, the Torah says only malachas aveda is asan yantiv. A malachas eichel nefesh is not called malachas aveda. It's not nichlal in the isa malach of yantiv bechlal. So, Mel, it's not the pshat that the malach of avara is mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. Kain is a dechi in the malach of avara that becomes mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. When you're doing a malach on yantiv tzarech eichel nefesh, it's a malachanish. It's not a malach of bechlal. So, Oy Mezai, when Be'esh Tisarif goes and says that it is a malacha, if it is a malacha, it's us on yantiv, even if it's for eichel nefesh. Namal Eichel Nefesh is not a malacha. Here where the Torah says it's a malacha, it becomes a malacha even if it's for Eichel Nefesh. Now, Derech Zeh, even if you give it to the Kel, if you're about to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Be'esh Tisarif, and Be'esh Tisarif gives it a shame malacha Be'esh Tisarif, it has a shame malacha, so Mela, it's not Mutter Yadav, even for Eichel Nefesh, a malacha is not Mutter for Eichel Nefesh. Namal Eichel Nefesh is not a malacha, this is a malacha. It's a B'gash and Elishin Zbiyah and Rashi. Omo Nekudam, Kama v'kama achreinim ask a kasha on Rashi. Rashi holds it when it says be'esh to serve, that makes it for a malacha. When it's a chiv to burn, a chiv to destroy it, that makes it for a malacha. And even if you don't do an ayde strafe, it blames a malacha. So to ask the kasha, the Gemara M'sachem Nafeh says, Rabbi Kiva says, how do I know that ach b'yayim rishin tashbisa sorim b'techa means erev yantiv? Maybe there's a chiv to destroy the chametz on yantiv. Teretz says it can't be, because on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to destroy the Chametz, because Havar is an Av Malacha. Since Havar is an Av Malacha, Vaisas, you can't destroy the Chametz on Yom Tov. So Mele Oye Bezai, Ach B'Yom Rishon has to mean Erev Yom Tov. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Avaraya, there are B'Kiva two things. Avaraya, there are B'Kiva holds, ain't be a Chametz al Shreifa. Because if you could destroy the Chametz through other means, so then you could do it on Yom Tov also. So you have no right that the Ach B'Yom Rishon means an Erev Yantiv. It's only because you need to burn it, then you're not allowed to do it on Yantiv. But if you do it through other means, then you can do it on Yantiv also. And the Gemara says, we also have a right there, B'Kiva doesn't hold the Mitaych. Because if you hold the Mitaych, so what's the problem burning it on Yantiv? It should be Mutter Alts Mitaych. Mitaych should you have all the Tzarech, should you not be Shalei L'Tzarech. So if I can, Kama V'Kama Achreinim the Kasha, the Pnei Yeshua in Pesachim, and here, and the Kilos Yankov Simcha Aleph, and the Neid Bihuda, and the Binyan Shleimai, and Ein Yantif, and the Chsam Sefer. Kama Achreinim asks the Kasha that Lefu Rashi says when the Torah gives you a mitzvah sesreifa, even not sreifa, mitzvah savara, mitzvah to destroy it, that becomes a malacha, and that becomes a malacha savara. And that's also, even if you hold the mitaych, Lechaya, what's the raya there? Bekiva holds the Bircha Mitzvah Sreifa. And what's the raya? Bekiva does hold the mitaych. Typically, just like you're not allowed to destroy Kodshim on Yamtif, you're not allowed to destroy Chuma on Yamtif, even if you hold the mitaych. And even if you hold that you can destroy it without Sreifa, but it's all also because the Torah actual Melacha, why don't you say the same thing by Chametz? So we'll say one Teretz, and I to behood this Teretz, are Chaim Simon Tezvav, Kama, that he says that there's a big difference between Chuma and Chametz. Chuma, the Pshat is, the Chefs of Chuma needs beer. Everybody's Mechuyev to destroy it. It's not just a din on the Bailam, it's a din on the Chefza. The Chefs of Chuma needs destruction. So when the chefs of Chuma needs destruction, then the destruction of Chuma becomes a malacha. Mashenke chametz, the chefs of chametz b'chal doesn't need destruction. It's only the Bailam that has to get rid of it. The Bailam has the chiv, he can't have the chametz. But the chefs of chametz doesn't need destruction. Let's say the chametz wouldn't have a Bailam. So then it wouldn't need destruction. Even in a case where the pshat is, the chametz already has a Bailam, and there's nothing he could do to be mafker it. But let's say he'd be a ger. Let's say a ger had chametz on Pesach and he died, and now the chametz became efke, has no yarshin. So no one's mechuyev to destroy it. You're allowed to keep the chametz there. That shows you bechlal, the chefs of chametz doesn't need destroying bechlal. There's no chiv mitzad the chefs of chametz to destroy it. There's only a chiv gavra, it's only a chiv mitzad the bailam. A chiv mitzad the bailam, that's not called a malacha. Rechmana actual malacha is only when the chiv is mitzad the etzim chefs of the chuma itself. But the chiv is only mitzad the bailam. And if there'd be no Bailam, there wouldn't be a Chiyuv Bechlal, that the Torah was a Machshav Melacha. That's a Torah of the Neid Bihuda.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.